tonight, starting in verse 13. You all understand that God created you and knitted you together in your mama's womb? And you were predestined before you ever got here to be the person you are today. Now, I'll challenge you. Do you think you're being good with what God gave you to work with? That's always a little twist that we got to put in. Are we doing what God so wondrously made us into? Are we pulling our end of the bargain? Something to think about. I think all of us, me included, could always just, if nothing else, praise God a little more fully and just to give Him the glory that we see in Him. Let me read from Psalm 139, starting in verse 13. You are the one who created my innermost parts. You knit me together while I was still in my mother's womb. I give thanks to you that I was marvelously set apart. Your works are wonderful. I know that very well. You are wonderfully made. When we're born, when a baby's born, the parents have very high expectations for that child, huh? Next president of the United States, or the next doctor, or something that's going to make the parents proud of the work they did in this child. So as God's children, shouldn't we work to make God proud of us as well? So many times our potential is certainly not, we don't live up to our potential. I'm only speaking for myself, and I probably can assume in some way that we all feel that same way. So tonight as we worship and praise, and hopefully we'll get some more folks trickling in, I'm going to go stand on the sidewalk and lay in the road. And when they stop, we will pull them out of their cars and bring them in. So if you see me strapping and struggling with somebody at the door, it's okay, because they're voluntarily coming in my direction. So see, the pastor will resort to any means to have people come and be a part of God's kingdom. So, but anyway, let's open with a word of prayer. And just give God thanks for making us who we are tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift, for knitting each one of us together as an individual, and as a body of Christ, we are drawn together through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, be in our worship tonight. Let us sing out praises to the Lord and Savior who came and gave himself so freely for us. Father, we love you. We thank you for the music and the praise that we will sing tonight. We give you all the glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Turn it over to you. It's all you.
Okay. Why don't we start by... Is everybody in there? Everybody else here?
What?
Because it's pretty much okay.
Here's a couple newcomers, Phyllis and Mary. Hi, you all.
Hi, how are you?
Glad you're joining us.
Yay.
You going to sit with her? Or you going to sit with her?
Thank you. Still the very short of remains for those who did. Yeah, I gotta go.
Holy, 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 holy.
See, in the Catholic Church, well, we're standing, sitting, it keeps everybody awake. Don't you get the dream? It keeps everybody awake. Nobody just drops over. So y'all's welcome, because I already got clearance from the main man here, Pastor, and he said it is okay. And he surprised me. He said, well, typically, you know, that's not what goes on in Methodist Church. So anyway.
Prove me wrong, folks. You're not nailed to the seat.
Yeah, that's it right there. Okay, well, you know, I've decided to follow Jesus. This is a real simple song. It's I've decided to follow Jesus, and you repeat that a couple times, and it says the world behind me, the cross before me, and you repeat that a few times. Though none go with me, still I will follow. So this is kind of a faith song. It starts out with your decision to follow him. Swim. I don't know how it ever started. If anybody's ever heard the original version of this, I'd like to know. Was it country or was it a couple, whatever?
Hillbilly.
It was just gospel? Did they do it with swing like we do it? Or?
No.
No? Okay. Yeah, because it just fit. And that's the advantage of not the other. Oh, it looked like you were going to fill me in on that. Well, you know, Will's over there. It's almost like a windscreen. It is, man. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Searches it. No to follow Jesus.
Thank you.
city on the hill with the light and all that. This is it. This little light of mine. This little light of mine, like a let it shine. Well, Richard's asked me so he could do his song now.
It reminds me of a story. We were in the Holy Land driving around, and the bus driver, we were out in the countryside near Galilee, and our guide says, look out the window there, and you see the little city on a hill. There literally was a city on a hill, and it was in reference to the story in the Bible, Jesus talking about the city on the hill, because even in biblical times, that city on the hill there by the Sea of Galilee is still there today. I'm sure at night, you know, we weren't there at night, it was during the day, but the city on the hill was there. And something has touched me this week as well. We got to have the honor and the blessing of baptizing our brother in Christ, Albert, on Sunday. The peace has come over me, the peace that you've been searching for, I guess, right?
Oh, part of it, yeah.
This week he has felt the peace of Christ come over him. And as we're saying about being the light, that's what we are. How many of us do we live into our baptism? I was doing some reading today, and in the church, universal baptism is our most holy sacrament. That is what we are making our commitment and our connection to Christ through our baptism. So I've been thinking about you this week, Albert, and just praying for you, and I'm glad to hear that the peace of Christ has come over you this week, and I pray that will continue the rest of your days. But we do well know that our days aren't always filled with peace and tranquility, are they? Probably some of you coming here tonight have that feeling of the world being pretty heavy on your shoulders. You know, I mean, we come, and we're going to lift up names in prayer here in a minute, but I want us to think about living into our baptism. The greatest gift, the greatest connection we have with Jesus Christ is through our baptism. So that's what we want to leave here tonight with, is feeling the joy and the peace that Albert's felt this week. That's awesome, brother. I've been praying that for you this week, that the Holy Spirit has just continued to come over you. And we will have the honor this week as well to have another baptism and the reaffirmation of the baptism here Sunday. And if everyone shows up, we've got 12 people joining our church on Sunday. Awesome. And we are just continuing to be amazed at how God provides for us. And as a church, you know, we feel like, are we doing enough for God? And are we letting our light shine? But the fact that those want to come in and join us and be in our fellowship is an awesome thing, I think, right? To bring people. That's why we're here tonight, to sing God's praises, to pray and praise God. And that's what we're here for tonight. So as we've done in the past, if you have a loved one or someone close to you that you would just lift it up by name, whatever it is, or praise, just say their name out loud, and then we're going to go into a time of prayer. And you know the altar is always open here, and you can come and share your time at the foot of the cross at the altar. But as we go into prayer, just lift those folks up by name. It can be just first name only. God absolutely knows their need and where they're at tonight. So as we spend this just quiet moment here, just call out those names that you would like God to intercede and be there for this week. So let's just be in quiet meditation and call out those names as the Lord touches your heart.
Thank you.
Francis. Father God, as you've listened to our callings tonight, Father, we're lifting up to you those that we love and care about, those that we are concerned about. Father, today we come seeking your peace and your joy. We also come with burdens upon our hearts. Father, those names lifted up to you tonight, we pray that you would grasp them in your hands, that those names would flow in through you and flow back out again, that the blessing upon each one of these mentioned would be tremendous. They would have no doubt where their strength and courage comes from, where the healing powers of your touch changes lives. Father, we pray tonight for those we love and for those we haven't met. Father, as we've been singing tonight, reaching out to those in our world that need your guidance. Father, I pray that you would use each one of us, that as we just live our daily lives, we change lives for you. Father, just let us be your people. As others witness our love for you and love for others, they have no doubt where it comes from. That Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, flowing out of us as God's representatives in the world. Father, be with us tonight as we lift up our loved ones, as we lift up one another, as we lift up the least and the lost in your world today. Father, as Pope Francis has came and paid the United States a visit in Cuba, we pray that his influence on all Christians would be mighty, that hearts would be changed, that people would reach out, that people would see Christ in a new way, or maybe even for the first time.
Yes.
Father, we pray tonight that you would let us be witness to the miracles. Continue to be witnesses. Father, as we have celebrated this weekend, the miracles among our congregation, let us be ever grateful of those miracles and be willing to speak of it to others. Father, thank you. Father, I lift up this service to you as well. As those outside our doors, I know, need what is offered here tonight. Father, I pray that hearts would be changed, that lives would be turned from darkness into the light. Father, where bad decisions have been made, the right ones would be quick to follow. Father, bad decisions torment us throughout our lives. Father, we pray as we grow in our faith and grow in our walk with you, that those bad decisions would become fewer and fewer. That we would live, learn and live through our mistakes. That we would reach out to those stumbling in darkness and offer them a hand. So Father, be with us tonight. We love you. We thank you for the precious gift of song and praise tonight. Father, we thank you for the precious gift of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray in his name tonight. Amen.
Thank you.
love and together, and realizing what this song is saying. I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. Again, no one will snatch them out of my hand.
My life is in the hands of God.
How did you know I was reaching for it? That's confirmation. Okay. This is for all you hillbillies out there. Y'all ready? I know there's at least one. I gotta even reseat myself here to get this right.
Thank you.
See, there, you got them on their feet.